Good afternoon, Stuart Bruner, Tuesday afternoon, and we are visiting with Dr. Reese, Reese Family Dentistry. Welcome back, Doctor.
Thank you, Stuart.
It's a good thing it's around the 5 o'clock hour, not early in the morning. We have a very good question and a serious question. This person says their gums bleed when they brush their teeth. What does that mean?
Well, anytime you see bleeding in the gums like that, it's an indication of inflammation in the gums. And that inflammation could be something minor, just like gingivitis, which is just, you know, a matter of having some bacteria around the teeth that needs to be cleaned off. Or it could be a little bit more serious where you've got a disease called periodontal disease. Now, that actually involves deterioration of the gums and the bone around the teeth, and more aggressive interventions required when it's that.
Well, what happens when you lose your gum and bone around the teeth?
Well, you know, the periodontal disease that I mentioned can be treated up to a certain level, but once you lose a significant amount of bone around the teeth, you know, the teeth become mobile and loose, and it's very difficult to treat at that point.
I'm sure they become sensitive. Any other pain?
Become sensitive, that's, you know, the main thing, but, you know, by the time that you get advanced bone loss like that, it's usually an indication to extract the teeth.
Then what can happen?
Well, after the teeth are extracted, if we have any remaining teeth, we treat the periodontal disease around there. You know, the key to having successful periodontal treatment is to maintain those teeth plaque-free after the treatment's done, because if that bacteria is allowed to build back up in the areas again, then you're right back in the same shoes you were to begin with.
Why should people go to a dentist twice a year and get their teeth cleaned?
Well, you know, and that's even changing. Not everybody needs to come twice a year. You know, we're more evidence-based on treatment to where, you know, certain people who are low risk for periodontal disease and decay don't need to come maybe but once a year. But, you know, for the most part, every 6 months is what's recommended.
Get more information by going to paulreesedds.com, and you can also link to the Facebook page.
That's correct.
Thank you, Doctor.
Thank you, Stuart.